Blog Talk Radio.
After Dog, this is Chloe. Tonight we are going to be covering a lot of different fun little subjects, and we will be covering a little liaison, a little One Life to Live, a little Days of Our Life, a little Michael Jackson trial, because I am obsessed with the Michael Jackson trial. I don't know why, people, but you know, don't hate me because I love it. And let's just have fun tonight and let's be positive and she's doing independent. Okay, I'm gonna bring on Christy, who's my co-host, first tonight, because Terry's gonna be running late, and you know, that's cool. I mean, I know she's been working so much lately, and I understand. Hi, Chris, you on the air?
Hey, everyone.
Okay, who are we talking about in this album?
We are talking about the Lexi Antworth rumors, which we should put to rest tonight on your show.
Okay, yeah, okay. I don't think she's leaving. I don't. I think she's doing...
Actually, Erica Marie in the chat room said she just confirmed it on Twitter, which I cannot currently get to because Twitter is being a little busy
Wait. What
really
are you...
Horrible profanity, but Twitter is horrible. Like, I can't even... I can't get on there. I can't tweet. But anyway, Erica Marie said that Lexi Answorth just tweeted that she filmed her last day on GH yesterday and that her publicist asked her not to really talk about it.
Wait, what?
She's getting a lead in a movie.
Okay, you know what? Okay, I'm going to fucking lose it right now. I am pissed off. You know,
Here we go. Erica Marie, this is a direct quote from Lexi Answorth's tweet. Sorry, it seems that I wasn't responding. I was asked by Jill and again by Mitch, the publicist, not to say anything. But since it appears to be officially out there, I will confirm I shot my last episode of GH yesterday. It's been one of the most rewarding experiences of my life and waiting for the rest of that tweet right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring on Amy because I am pissed off. And, hi, Amy.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Great, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. You know what? I love Lexi Ainsworth. I mean, you know, this is pissing me off tonight.
Okay, here we go. This is the rest of Lexi's tweet. And she said, and I wouldn't trade 1 second of it. Even the not-so-great parts for all that I've learned to prepare me for the next phase of my career.
Okay, you guys. Okay. This is abomination. This is wrong. This is how I felt when Becky got fired. I think Lexi Ainsworth is a very talented actress. I don't see Sam and Christina as one person. Christina has been her own person. So you know what, you guys? We need to make the fucking calls into General Hospice. You're my friends right now. But I didn't know about this before going on the show because Tudor has been fucking up his excuse my friends. So we are going to have...
Seriously, it's popped up tonight. What is up with Twitter tonight? Anyone else having issues?
Yeah, I'm having issues, but you could say I never have issues. I have a lot of issues.
I must be really mad tonight because I'm actually swearing, and you know I usually try not to
do that.
Yeah,
I know.
So.
Good. Good for you. We have Amy and...
we're getting requests to talk about liaisons, so I guess we should get to that.
Oh, yeah, I know. Private number, you on? Do you want to be on?
Hello.
Block number? Yeah, hi, you're on.
You're on.
Hello.
Hi.
I hear you. Hello.
Kathy.
Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
I'm trying to change the subject
because some people are really upset about Lexi, and I don't know. I don't know. I wanted to,
you know,
to
what,
be
I'm...
a happy chat.
I'm so sorry. I am sorry if I sound abrupt tonight, you guys. Oh, abrupt, but this is pissing me off
to a whole new thing.
But let's talk about liaison first. 773, you on the air too? Oh. Did you want to be on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, tune. Whoever has me on, turn down the computer.
Yeah, I noticed that, too, when Amy came on. So it might be Amy.
What happened? What did I do?
Amy, you might have your background noise on, computer. We hear it in the background.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do. And it kind of makes for bad noise on the show.
Oh, my God, don't pause right now. And A59, you're on the air, too.
Hello, ladies. This is Dawn. Shiloh.
Oh, hi, Shiloh.
Hi. Hi.
Good. I'm okay. Please stop talking over each other. I didn't know we were really talking over each other, so sorry. Let's talk about Raven because I'm pissed off. I am pissed off.
We all are, I think, Carly.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I seem like I lost it for a minute, but everyone knows how much I love Lexi and the role of Christina. So, I mean, but let's talk about Raven. Let's talk about a couple.
Any good info on what's happening?
I don't know why the
happening?
Sound won't go off, people.
Do you have
sorry.
A speaker switch? I've got an on-off for the speaker. I shut it off when I talk.
Where the hell is it?
It's on my keyboard, but you might be able to click the little icon up in the box.
Yeah, it says turn on sound, so I turn it on and turn off sound. And
okay. Do you have anything on your keyboard?
That's what I'm looking for. This thing's a piece of crap. Sorry.
No, I'm having the same problem with Twitter, folks, so I
yeah,
understand.
Oh, Don,
oh,
you, Don, okay,
yeah.
Because I'm glad I'm getting as many calls because I tried to tweet right before it, and I don't know if it did.
I can get out of the chat if it helps.
Well, no. No, I don't hear it as much now. Is everybody else not
hearing
it?
Yeah,
we're good.
Me either.
We're good.
Yeah, we are totally good, Aim. Okay, so let's talk about Liaison. Who
Any
wants to go news? First?
Anybody,
uh-oh.
Everybody.
Amy, since you left me for 2 weeks, but I forgive you. yes, and... I still haven't heard about the wedding. I'm still dying to hear about the wedding. So, but let's talk about Liaison. So, what are you thoughts about it?
Sorry, I have a very sore throat, so it's not going to be a long night.
Well, I know. There's a lot of people sick going around.
No, I just wanted to say that, I think there's a lot of things, really cool things coming. It's going to be great for us Liaison fans.
Mm-hmm.
I trust the person that has told me some things, and she's never failed me before. So,
can you say what they are?
Well, for one thing, in October, there will be a dream Jason and Elizabeth love scene. We're not clear whether or not it's like a memory for Jason or like a flashback or something, or him thinking of her. I don't know how it comes about, but there's a dream love scene.
I can live with that. Good.
And then I know in November there is an official love scene.
Really?
So, yes. Uh-huh. That's what they have said. They have said that they have heard from several different people, and one of them is very close in the studio all the time kind of thing, and she can't reveal, obviously.
Yeah,
he
right.
can't reveal names, so she doesn't get anybody in trouble.
Has she heard anything about Jake?
A lot of firing. In the next couple months.
Well,
they
certainly can do that easily.
Yes. Things are not as they seem. And let me just say that Mr. Wolf is continuing on with some of Mr. Guza's vision that he had a while ago. And Gavin was all aware of this. 3 years ago when they ended our couple. So let's just say he's going back to a time where someone will not be as whitewashed as you think, and
Thank
he
God.
Will be gone by the end of November sweep is
Yay.
The word.
Can you call in, please, on radio and say all this? Because people are going to be very happy to hear this.
Yes. I don't know why they're not saying it. I have no idea why it's mum, but this everybody thinks this, you know, the event that they're having is like, you know, speaks they're going to be together forever. That's not true.
Maybe somehow well up
had a, yeah, Steve and Becky had a event, and they ended them. So this event means nothing, and the fact that they're charging people like $270 for a dinner or something like that, I highly doubt that people are going to be able to afford to go. I don't know about you, but I'm broke.
Yeah,
so that's
the same
a lot
way.
Of freaking money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that the event will be canceled because of low ticket sales.
I really have this feeling. Yeah, I mean,
she's notorious for not showing up at events, too, so I wouldn't doubt that she wouldn't show up, you know?
You know,
she should be nameless.
But, you know, you guys, who in the heck, I mean, hell, I wouldn't say hell right now, would want to spend $279 on a ticket. I mean, okay, if this was laid on, maybe, but I don't think I could see myself.
I can't.
No way.
Well, I couldn't either. I couldn't.
No.
Even if I wanted to.
Even if you wanted to and you, and that's why
I think this is something. Steve is a very smart man. And I think he knew all along once he put the price tag on the ticket. But this event coming up, even if they have it and whatever, it doesn't mean anything. Just to let you guys know. And like I said, she's notorious for not even showing up. So, you know, and I wouldn't doubt it and piss off all her fans, which would be karma for her and them. And I would be happy. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Amy,
I love when you come on. I've been, like, itching all week because I'm like, my Amy's back this week. I'm happy. All is right in the world. I mean, you guys, I love all of you. I really love everyone that calls in. I'm not playing favors. But sometimes we need to be positive, and you guys stop reading those stupid soap magazines. You know.
Yeah, guys, it's like the Inquirer. They're a bunch of lies. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And you
why
know
they
might
do
be,
it? I don't know, but their sales cannot be good because they.
Yes.
I don't want to buy that crap. I wouldn't take it if it was free. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I ask
a couple
question?
More spoilers? It's like I said, things are not as they seem, and expect some fans and not us to be highly pissed come the end of the year.
But it's not.
Let me just say that the whitewash is over.
Excellent.
And ratings are absolutely ugly.
Yep.
So things are going to change, and it I have a feeling we're going to see Jake by the end of the year, by Christmas time.
I think so, too.
And I think that, what Franco's gift is.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to pay attention to five different people. Four crews.
Right.
And one of them is Spinelli. And
My
I think
husband?
He knows exactly how to work a computer, and I know... I feel he knows exactly what he's doing. And I think Patrick's involved with all the,
you guys,
my brain thing.
Okay, I'm trying to breathe because I don't want Spinelli knowing all along and then they trust him. If they trust my husband over this, I will have a problem with the eighth, but...
No, I'm not trashing your husband. I'm telling you that he's going to come into play.
Oh, cool.
And he's going to be basically the hero of the show. So,
cool.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you guys, but you know my love for Spinelli. You guys all know I never have made it a secret. So, yeah.
No.
I heard that Carly is also one to pay attention to. Maybe
to
I'm
Carly and Sean.
Yes.
Pay attention to Elizabeth's dialogue. I
mm-hmm.
don't know why, but we're supposed to pay attention to what she says. And
I always
there's
do when
supposed
she's
to be a party on some boat, and
yes.
she's supposed to somehow wind up in the water, drowning.
Yeah.
I don't know who rescues her or whatever, but
I do.
This is supposed
I
to
do.
Basically wake up poor Charles or something.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's going to be, like, you know, like a click boom type thing or what. But
click
all is not what it seems. And
well,
it's going to get better.
Boomy.
It's going to get
we
better.
We need early really smoke in November.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yes.
I and you guys,
like
I said,
yeah,
will.
I think Franco has Jake, and I think he's supposed to reveal that Jake is alive. Apparently, not in those words, but Jason
right.
is going to be confused about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Franco apparently is going to die.
Oh God, Franco, please don't let you ask to you in the door because I can't stand you, Franco. I can't even see James Franco movies because I get a little mad. So...
Oh, girl.
No, I can't. I really can't. And Christine
no, I understand
and Chase.
I've not seen his movies, but I don't associate them with Franco all the time.
Oh, well, sometimes I look at him and I'm like, you have Jake and you know it. And, you know,
Yeah, the last thing I heard today was that there's at least 5 people that will be fired within the next couple months. I don't know who they are. I don't know what, but...
Well, they certainly can get
rid of 5.
And
there's a possibility that this lady in white, spoiler, is Emily.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would
love
that.
You guys, I have to take this call. Oh, God, if you've been waiting forever, I'm going to suit myself. 443, you're on the air.
You and I aren't going to have to get all upset waiting. I mean, I can sit in the host. I can sit in the queue just like anybody else can.
Yeah, but you, Cyrus, you are like the media god right now, in my opinion, and you know, and if people are not being nice to you, I can deal with them. I've seen enough Jason and Sunny situations that if someone needs to be dealt with that is being mean to you, just let me know.
I appreciate that, Carly. I appreciate that, but you know what? I'm a big boy. I can take care of myself, you know, but I know that the General Hospital fan base is a little hyperkinetic tonight because of Lexi, and I know that everybody's worried about what's happening in November, and, you know, there's a lot of rumors one way or the other, so I figured, well, let me call Daytime After Dark, because I know people are listening to your show more so. And we want to keep that up because you're doing a good job. And
thank you.
To those guests in the room who don't come out of the woodwork, who listen to your show to stir up the pot, let me remind you people that if you had the guts, you would have your own radio show, and
exactly.
you would come out and support Carly because it takes work for Carly, Christy,
Jamel,
Lee, all of them to do these shows. And
sure.
instead of slamming people, it would be nice if you gave them a little credit for living their passion.
Cyrus, do you know about Lexi? I mean, do you have this feeling, or do you know why she was let go, or are they not saying a word about it? Because
I've heard rumors.
Said something about her not having big enough boobs or something like that. But then
that
I would see a lawsuit coming to Mr.
Franz
if that was the case. I don't think so. I mean, there would be screaming.
No, well, you know, here's the problem. Well, you know what? Even if it was true, no actor is going to go up against the powerhouse like Disney, because they will just look at the actor and say, go ahead, do that, and you'll be blackballed.
If she was insulted because she didn't have the looks, I'll tell you what, there would be a lot of ugliness coming out of Frost Studios.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Oh,
206
from everybody.
Yeah, 206, I brought you on.
Keep mom. No way. I'm sorry, no.
Well, you know, I don't know what all the circumstances are. I've been hearing rumors all week, and I'm not a big rumor fan.
No, I know you're not.
And you know, it's like, who are they going to replace her with? I mean, Lexi was doing a brilliant, brilliant job. And I think she executed the character with a lot of class. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see what they do. We have a situation with General Hospital right now that is of great concern to me. There are a lot of changes coming, and I just hope that they don't ruin the show.
Silas. Can we have Amy call back in? Because I'm getting that background noise again.
Yeah,
it might not be Amy. 206, you're on the air with us, too.
Hi, Carly. I'm just kind of in shock mode over here. Everybody's so upset. I, you know, this whole thing about her looks is just disgusting to me. I mean, why they would even do this based on that is ridiculous. I mean,
something someone started, because it would be ugly. I'm sorry. I don't think so.
I've been sitting here, you guys, while everyone's talking, not really talking, and Travis would do anything for the Lexi Ainsworth people to do what we did for Rebecca Herbst.
I don't know they would do that, frankly, because I don't think, I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping, I think that we should all keep up the campaign, and I think that we should all just keep bombarding them. I mean, that's what the Becky Herbst, you know, band did.
Yeah.
And that's all we can do at this point, you know. I mean, I think that part of it is that, you know, she loses her job for whatever reason. It's ridiculous, and I just, I don't know. And I mean, like, I think that the soap media in particular should be running with this, because if it is all about her looks, which I believe it is, most of the things that have ever been said about Lexi, it's all about her looks, not her talent. She got an Emmy nomination, for God's sakes, and, you know, that's not good enough.
Lexi got robbed. I will always say this, and I will not go back on my conviction.
I heard Kristen Storms will not come back as Maxie.
I believe that's true.
I don't know why they told everybody that she was ill when she got a DWI, but, you know, everybody felt sorry for her because we thought she was sick, but she got in trouble. You know, but they're holding her job for her. You know what I mean?
This is kind of weird.
Yeah,
you know, I don't believe everything I read, but that's just crazy.
By the way, I brought on the other vlog caller because I know she'd been waiting for a while. So, you know, jump in. This is like the view on drugs sometimes, you guys. But I'm not Barbara Walton. I'm nice. But you guys, I would do a campaign. I would run with the campaign. I mean, if it doesn't do it, we can.
No, Kristen will come back. She just might not be Maxie. I see someone screaming like,
no. This is what I don't understand, though. Is let me tell you. You know, Rebecca Herbst is Liz. She owns that character. Kirsten Storms is Maxie. She owns that character. Lexi Ainsworth Christina, and she owns that. She owns that character.
Can I say something to that? Because it's very interesting. I think it's very interesting what you're saying. I think Kristen Storms has done an incredible job as Maxie. But I got to be honest with you, this temporary recast, I like her. I don't think she's perfect, but I like her.
I think she's excellent. I think she's doing a great job.
I do too.
Yeah, I like her.
I'm just so used to seeing Kristen in the role. I don't know. I personally like Kristen, but I think she's doing a good job. It's just, you know.
But as far as Becky goes, she owns Elizabeth. There's no question about
that.
Yes. She owns Elizabeth.
No one could be Elizabeth.
I can but her.
No one.
Exactly. Just like
and
no
I
one
know,
can be
I know,
Jason.
I know Becky was sick
exactly.
all last summer. And the girl, I mean, what was her name? Melanie. She did a great job. I mean, on short notice, and, you know, everybody was bashing her. I felt so bad for her, you know?
It's like
no
it's
one
can
be Elizabeth,
you know,
but Becky. You know?
These poor actresses, you know,
that
they have to come in.
Really embarrassed to be, you know.
General Hospital fans have a reputation of being very passionate about their show, more so than old soap operas.
Sure, but they the actress was sick, and then a fill-in came in for her. They didn't have to do that. They could have had Elizabeth off-screen and did nothing and didn't write for her, but they brought in someone to fill in her lines until she was well enough to come back. That, to me, is total respect for Rebecca from Proctor Studios. You know, they did not have to do that. But
you know
that all means that they value her and hopefully
Lexi's departure.
She'll get story now.
I hope so, too. Lexi's departure is just the beginning. There are a lot of changes that are going to be coming to General Hospital, and I think one of the things the fans have to think about is which movement are you going to want to get on board with? Because, you know, you can have a fight on behalf of Lexi Ainsworth, but next Thursday or Friday, if Disney comes out with another press release that someone else goes, there's going to be another fight to be discussed. And I think you're going to be seeing a lot of that over the next 8 weeks.
That's
because there are going to be some changes.
I think there's going to be some in the next couple months. Like I said, I read that at least five within the next couple months will be fired, not lose their job, not go away, not die, will be fired. So I don't know who these people are. There's rumors that it's JJ and Tony, which Tony has said if Goose goes, I go, so I wouldn't doubt it. He's done anyway, I think. He's never there to begin with.
Yeah.
You know.
Am I wrong? I saw this somewhere. I don't remember. I did not sleep last night. But isn't Zini Francis off Young and the Restless now, or is she still on?
No, just temporarily. Yeah.
She is temporarily off of Young and the Restless.
Okay.
I heard rumors that she's supposed to come back and in November sweeps, basically the Spencers leave for Charles.
Right. That's what I've heard.
So I don't know if she's coming back.
Wait. Okay.
I love it.
When they say the Spencers,
I think Ethan is going to be so upset with the whole Luke situation. He's aggravated with it. I mean, that was great scenes with them today, by the way.
It
was fabulous. I think that Julie Marie Berman, I mean, I think that Lulu, she's going to leave.
619, you're on the O2 too.
Yeah, and because of the Dante situation, and she's scared about that. And then Lucky, I mean, he gets this letter from Siobhan today about, you know, going to some place in Ireland and that whole thing, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. So then even today, without me even talking to anybody, I mean, I was like thinking, geez, I wonder if they're just all going to leave, all of a sudden.
Okay, let me say this. This is my own opinion, so don't sue me. I swear, Carly is not a Spencer. I mean, right? I mean, Carly is not really, I mean, yes, she looks neat. If they got rid of Blow White or Carly, I will go to L.A., okay, I shouldn't say this on air, and I will make someone's life a living hell, because I tell you, if you get rid of my lullaby, like you're trying to get rid of Becky, you will have the biggest fight on your hand that we see with me. And
I have a very good point. I love Laura Wright as Carly. I really do.
Yes. I do too. I just don't like Carly.
No, fine.
People are mean to her on Twitter.
If Laura Wright left General Hospital tomorrow, Kelly Sullivan would have made the perfect recast for Carly.
Period.
All right, calm down. She's not going anywhere.
I'm just making a statement. You know, we look at some of the casting decisions they made. Look at Jack on One Life to Live. You know, this afternoon I saw an old tape of Drew Garrett, and I was like, oh, my God. Could you picture Drew Garrett as Jack Manning? And here's why. He looks like Roger Howard.
He would be great. Never thought of that.
He does. Oh, my gosh, I never thought about that either.
And I was like, that would have been the perfect recast.
Jack is a terrible actor.
Well, he's getting better. I mean, getting better. But Drew Garrett, he would have been perfect.
He would have.
He would have been perfect. So, you know, there are people that you can recast. Jack Manning is one. I don't see how they're ever going to replace Star. With Chris Alderson leaving One Life to Live, I don't know if Prospect Park is going to recast it, but I just can't see that happening.
Well, wait. Kristen Anderson isn't signing the
deal.
Nick
Roebuck probably won't go.
She's going to California, so I heard a rumor today. I heard a rumor today that she's going to go to General Hospital, but I don't believe it. I heard that rumor today.
You know, I heard that rumor a couple of months ago, Silas, that they were going to recast Lulu, they were going to do that with Star, but the age difference to recast Lulu with Kristen, I mean, because they are a couple of years apart. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but maybe...
Twana just said what I heard, and that is Kirsten has been talked about for taking over Christina's part.
Really?
Yeah.
Kirsten,
I heard that today on Twitter.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Well, like I said...
I mean, I don't know if that's anywhere true.
She won't be Maxie.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why they favored that role.
That
seems weird. I'm not going to comment on it. I'm honest. I don't like the character of Maxie. I have nothing against
Actress. No, you mean Kristen from One Life to Live?
Yes.
Oh.
Going to go to General Hospital. Not Maxie.
As
Kristen from One
Christina.
Life to Live is going to jump ship and go to General Hospital, in other words.
Well, you know, this is where I'm concerned. I don't see why anyone at One Life to Live would want to go to General Hospital knowing that General Hospital's days are numbered.
Yeah.
No matter what ABC says.
With all the upheaval over there, that's a risky career move.
It's a very risky career move.
Well, it's like from one sinking ship to another makes no sense, you know? I mean... I'm just sickened by all of this, frankly. It just amazes me how this has all happened.
Can I say something to Silas?
I've never
had the opportunity to talk to
him. Well, that would make sense because they're supposed to pair Christina with Johnny.
Well, I mean, the thing is, though, is that the chemistry between the actors is what makes the couple.
It isn't written
on paper. I mean, you can bring them together, but if there's no chemistry, then what's the point? I mean, that's the whole reason that we like Ethan and Christina. It's not because of the characters. It's because of the chemistry between Nathan and Lexi. And that's why it was so great, and it was fun watching this summer.
Okay.
It was exciting to watch GH, because when they were on, it was so so much fun, and they completely obliterated that, and they're going to bring in some other actors. I mean, you know, it's just, I can't imagine that that will even work. I mean,
yeah, just do away with Nasty if you're not going to bring her back as Nasty.
Yeah, and my question is, okay, if this ABC, you know, saying this about Lexi in like 4 months from now, they are going to bring her back, because, you know, the thing was, she was doing a movie, she was going to, you know, she was going to be out for 6 or 7 weeks. And my question is, you know, is this going to bite ABC in the ass like it almost did with the Rebecca Hooks fan? You know, Lexi Ames has a big fan base. Ethan and Christina had a good fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And so for them to do this is like, you know, saying that Barbara Walters still needs to be at ABC. I mean,
it's a slap in the face. It's a slap in the face to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like they've already been dealt major blows with One Life to Live leaving, All My Children leaving. Now GH is probably, you know, on the chopping block as well.
Yeah.
And the least they can do, if they are leaving and they're not going to, you know, they'll be off the air by next year, why can't they give us what we want to see in the last, as a last hurrah? That's all we're asking. You know, you want us to tune in. You want the ratings. The only way you get the ratings is if, you know, you're doing something that we want to see.
Exactly.
And here's why. What I find very, very interesting is that the network, Disney, put out this press release on the premiere episode of The Chew with all these numbers. I don't know if any of you read Flo DeBona and Cassandra's I report today. I just put the link up in the chat room. The numbers that Disney gave pretty much are outright lies. They misrepresented what the show did. You know?
Yep.
And even on our show last night, there were people that verified that several people tuned in to ABC at 1 o'clock on Monday to see The Chew, and they turned the channel in the first 15 minutes. So what ABC did was they reported the numbers for the first 15 minutes. But if you look at that I report and you see how fast the Chew's numbers have gone down, Disney stockholders, where are you? We have a problem here. And now what nobody's talking about is Steve Jobs died 2 days ago. Bob Iger announced today that he's stepping down. I mean, not for anything. Bob Iger stepping down, making that announcement. Of course. 2 days
he knows that Disney's about to go down.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And it's the way they do things, too. I mean, the underhandedness, the deviousness. I mean, the whole thing with the One Life to Live and then All My Children cancellation, the way Spawn dealt with that.
Why does anybody even tune in to see it?
That was just sleazy. And the fact that now the way that they have handled this whole Lexi situation, it's appalling and it's not classy. And, you know, why do we want to watch that type of a network if that's how they're going to operate? You know,
right.
I mean, why do I want to watch any of the shows on ABC? Once GH is off, I'm only watching GH as far as, like, on TV to give them the ratings. I'm DVRing and doing all of that. But
A lot of us are right now.
Yeah, and I don't even want to be giving anything to ABC Disney at this point.
Right.
You know, I mean, what's the point? They don't care about us.
This is the thing that I've been talking about for a year. When you think about how much control Disney has over our lives, whether it be soap opera, prime time programming, ESPN, I mean, our children are watching Disney TV programs.
Let's see, Ingrid got fired, okay? So please call in, okay, when you can.
I want to tell Silas something. I've never had the opportunity to talk to him before, and I've listened to his show for the last couple of months, and I have learned more in the last 2 months about the inner workings of networks and soap opera than I have in my entire life. So I want to thank you for that, because I've never had the opportunity to speak with you personally, and I have
thank
learned
you. What's
so
your,
much.
What's your name?
You.
What's your name?
It's Carrie. I've never called in. I just kind of sit and listen, and I've learned so much from your show and your your co-host and Cassandra and Flo and all that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, you should make your own voice heard too, Kerry. I mean,
yeah.
In my mind, everybody who's none of us bite. And
I call Liaison Radio all the time, but I've never called your show. I just listened about the coupon campaign, and like you said with the ratings, I was just gonna start reading that, and then I realized the show was on. But like you said, it's out and out lies. It's amazing how they can get away with that. And their stockholders don't quote them, them on the carpet about it.
I know. Okay. And the ratings are just, they're terrible.
They're insulting our intelligence. That ticks me off more than anything.
You know, they claim they have budget problems, but yet they're hiring all these newbies? Come on.
I think that's why we're seeing a lot of these changes, too, though. I think that, you know, it's cheaper to get, if they're getting, really are firing or getting rid of, maybe some of the bigger people on there, it's a money situation. That's what it is, I think, a lot of it.
I'm thoroughly convinced that they're dismantling General Hospital on purpose because they don't want the same backlash from All My Children, One Life to Live. So I think they want to kill the ratings on purpose.
Right.
Because they never thought the soap movement would be around all these months later. Boy, were they wrong.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I think in the end, when the dust finally settles, and you just bear this in the back of your mind, All My Children and One Life to Live, going off of ABC Daytime in the beginning, was a very traumatic experience. We've gotten through All My Children. We have to get through One Life to Live. We're going to have to get through General Hospital. And the thing is going to be this. Once they are free from Brian Franz and Ann Sweeney, if they are allowed to flourish under a new production company, it's going to be better for all of us. Because these shows have been trashed on ABC.
Yep.
They took three good shows and ruined them. And, you know, my argument has been Brian Franz and Disney took the easy way out. Instead of giving us storylines that represented the times we lived in, they gave us nothing but crap. That's why the ratings went down. That's why.
Exactly.
Don't tell me it's all these other cable channels. Don't tell me they're too expensive to produce. The reality of the situation is you went away from the basic soap model and people got turned off, and now you can't get them back.
Right.
And if they don't agree with me, all you have to do is look at One Life to Live's numbers and how well they've done in the last 6 months. People want soap opera in the traditional way. And One Life to Live is delivering it. Days of Our Lives reboot, same thing. We're going to see Days of Our Lives grow. Now, once these shows get over to Prospect Park, we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, each and every one of you listening, each and every one of you that will listen to this show, remember, you have a voice. Don't count on the radio show hosts or fan movement leaders to do everything. You've got a voice. You can pick up the ABC comment line. You can send them a postcard. You can post anywhere you want. If you want to go to suds.tv and write an article about how you feel, you have the right to do that, and it doesn't cost you a dime. The thing is, every one of you, by being involved, if it wasn't for every one of you, Prospect Park would not be taking the two shows. If it wasn't for every one of you, Procter & Gamble would not have made this deal with Broadway Video. That's the truth. The soap press doesn't want you to know that. The commercial soap websites don't want you to know that. But the truth is, every one of you is responsible for how far this soap movement has come in the last 6 months. And be proud about that fact. Be proud.
Yeah. Well, I'd just like to say that, I'm going to start, it's called Our Heart Radio, and my first show is going to be next Wednesday, and we're going to be discussing all of this. So if you guys want to call in, I'd really appreciate it. And I think that we need to have a fan's voice. And thankfully for your show, Carly, we've had that.
That's right.
Think the more the merrier, and I just feel like I run the Reluctant Heart website, and it was for Ethan Christina. So I'm going to keep it up for a little bit longer because, all the girls, we're all just so upset and everything, but we'll acclimate it to the radio show. And I think that between you and I, Carly, and everybody else, we can get on board, and we just need to keep pressure up.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, we need to continue the K
campaign. I mean, it's not over. It isn't. I mean, it's over
oh,
in the
no,
sense
it's not
that
over.
Lexi
and you
is
know
gone.
What? It's time for you folks to start putting pressure on the media. I wrote a long article today addressed to the soap media. You got to put pressure on the magazines. You got to put pressure on Soap Central, Soap Opera Network, all of them. If anybody,
yep.
If you haven't read Soap Opera Uncensored, Nelson Branco's new magazine, let me tell you something. 60 pages, no pictures. It's all
wow.
stuff. It's all stuff. And it's $1.99. That's half the price of a Soap's in-depth magazine.
Yeah.
I read that, and I'm like, this is what the fans want. You know, Carly, you know, you're a radio show host. You know what the fans want to hear from these actors and these writers. What the magazines are giving us is not what we want. We want to know about the actors. We want to know about the writers. We want to know about the genre. We want to know what it takes to make the soaps work. We don't want a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I buy soaps in depth, and my mother says to me, why do you pay for this crap? They don't tell you anything anyway.
That's right.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on.
I don't understand why there's so much hush-hush. I mean, why is there such a gag order? I mean, this whole thing, I mean, I had a source that I'd been talking to, and there was no indication that Lexi was going to be let go or that there was any kind of, you know, that the rumor was true. And then, you know, of course, that wasn't, you know, what was going on. There had to have been a gag order in place. And, you know, it's very frustrating because as a fan, you know, why are we watching these shows? It's because we love them. And, you know, we invite them into our, you know, living rooms every day. They're, you know, they are an extended part of our family. And, I mean, I don't think that the higher-ups understand that at all. I mean, you know, I've been watching, you know, I started watching Days of Our Lives when I was 12. So,
yep.
You know, I was watching Bo and Hope in the heyday, whatever, and then I switched to General Hospital. But, you know, you grow up with it, and they don't understand, and they don't get it. I don't know where the writers are just so off the wall.
You can't blame the writers entirely, because a lot of writers I've talked to have said, we wanted to do other storylines. We've gone to management with storylines, and management has said no. It's like I've been saying for the last month on my show,
mm-hmm.
why didn't any soap opera take up the issue of Muslims? Why? Because in my mind, in that first year after 9/11, we should have had a Muslim storyline.
Oh, totally. Oh, my God. They could be doing so much. I mean, you know, I don't understand why they don't. Who are these higher-ups? Why do they continue to have the hold that they do? I don't understand that either, you know.
Auntie's the same people that told the One Life, All My Children cast to move across country that they weren't going to cancel. And how many months later, you know.
Yeah.
So as we know, they lie out of their mouth as easy as breathing.
Last December, Ryan Frond sat down with Susan Lucci and showed her a spreadsheet with the numbers for All My Children and said, you're in no danger of cancellation. Look at your numbers. And 4 months later, the show was canceled. They lie. They lie.
To her face. I mean, I'm talking, it's not even on a computer. I mean, to physically in person lies to her face. I just, you know, what kind of a person or a company would even want that type of a person at the helm of anything? You know, and it just proves the lack of, you know, I'm just so torn over it. I don't understand how people can operate in that manner.
I'll tell you something. The man that I want to talk to, and I'm desperate to talk to him, and if any of his agents listen to your show tonight, here's the clarion call. Bob Guza. I know Bob Guza has plenty to say. What all of us fail to realize here, Jill Farren Phelps and Bob Guza are responsible for Brian Franz being president of ABC Daytime. They went to bat for Brian Franz. They fought for him to get that job. And when push came to shove and Brian Franz needed an excuse for General Hospital, he fired Bob Guza. And he didn't even fire Bob Guza. He made Jill Farren Phelps fire Bob Guza. And you know what? That's slimy. It's slimy to the nth degree. You know, because these are the two people that got him the job to begin with.
Exactly. Well, it's a mob hit. That's what it is. I mean, the whole thing has been about mobs anyway on GH. That's what it was. It was like a big mob hit. And the whole thing with the, you know, even with One Life to Live and the way, and All My Children, how they did that. I mean, it was just, it was so cold-blooded. It was like a knife in the back. And it was.
That's right.
You know, and it was awful for all the fans that I just don't get, or they don't understand. You know, in order for people to tune in, you have to put what they want to see, and you have to listen
right.
to their voices.
And
you know,
they know Megan was a very popular actress. So when they went to put Kate back on the canvas, why wouldn't you bring back the actress that the fans want? That makes no sense to me. They recast her instead of putting Megan Morton back. Well, like you said, Silas, they have data that shows in 2007 they got the highest ratings. So why would you recast the role?
You know why they recast the role? I'll tell you why they recast the role. Because they really because Brian Franz didn't think that Megan Ward was the kind of woman that he would be attracted to. That's number one. Number two, rather than tell us the truth, what they did was they planted rumors saying that, one, Megan wasn't available. That was a lie. And now they have some people out there saying that Megan Ward did something wrong. Well, guess what? Nelson Branco investigated it. And Nelson Branco found out that Megan Ward did nothing wrong. And I've been out there challenging those people who intimated. You know, there are a couple of people on Twitter who said, well, they don't know what Megan Ward did wrong. Really? Well, why don't you tell us what you think Megan Ward did wrong? Because we've investigated it, and we find out she did nothing wrong. And if these soap opera bloggers don't watch their step, I'm going to put them in a corner.
Yeah.
Well, it's a smear campaign. When they want to get rid of someone, instead of just coming out and saying it, they have to make it like the person did something wrong.
Right. Of course. It's just like Nancy Lee Grahn. I love Nancy Lee Grahn. I have followed her since she was Julia. And a year ago, she was slamming Disney left and right for their sexist attitudes and all this stuff. And now, a year later, because her job's on the line and she's paranoid, she is selling General Hospital like it's Avon makeup. And I tweeted her a couple weeks ago and said, you know, Nancy Lee, I just got to ask you something. Disney's Political Action Committee donated $15,000 to John Boehner's campaign. How do you feel about that? That must make you proud.
That
she never
good.
Answered me. She never
oh,
answered
me. Good one, Silas. That was a good one.
Thank you. I mean, you know, the one thing that I've learned, and this was a very powerful lesson 2 weeks ago. When I had Michael Muni on and then Eric Martzoff on 2 days later, I learned something very powerful. The actors at Dazed, the actors at Young and the Restless, and the actors at Bold and the Beautiful actually believe that the bottom has fallen out of the soap opera genre and that we only have one way to go but up. They are so positive about soap operas. They are so positive about the soap fans. They really believe that we've bottomed out and now we only have to go but up. If you talk to an ABC daytime actor, they all feel defeatist. They all feel like it's over.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like there's a black hole at the end of the tunnel and there's no future. That's the difference. The ABC soap fans are the same way. They're all so upset, have no direction, and they feel like it's over. And yet if you're a Dazed fan or a Young and the Restless fan, you might get mad at the dialogue or the storylines, but you still feel like there's a fighting chance. That's the difference.
No,
and that's
totally
what we need to do.
I have to say something. We look at this as a soap genre, and I understand that. But when you're talking Disney, you're talking a huge corporation.
That's right.
Now, I've been in the semiconductor business for 35 years, which means that for 35 years I worked every day and overtime and all those weird things that you need to do to keep your job. Even was laid off once. And sure enough, this sounds exactly like what we went through when they shuttered the plants because we were manufacturing. I was training Chinese engineers to basically learn how to do what we did to make these. And it's, you know, when they tell you that it's one way, I can tell you 100 times over that there's someone leaking saying exactly what is going on, and we confronted them with plain questions I heard this was going away. Oh, no, 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 that's not happening. And 2 weeks later, guess what? We're all in a big room, and we're all being told that our department's shutting down.
That's right.
So
it's so underhanded.
It is.
Well,
you know,
I mean, one of the things that really concerns me, I'm a big fan of education, and I believe arts and education go hand in hand. When I see a company like Disney, who's made the majority of its profits off of the backs of the American worker,
yep.
opening schools, English-speaking schools in China, and spending millions of dollars investing in English-speaking schools in China, I am outraged. We have an education problem right here in the United States. Our kids are not getting a proper education.
Yes.
And our money, we watch a Disney show, we go to a Disney movie, we buy a Disney licensed product. Think about it. You know, it's like Roger Howarth with Sam on One Life to Live a few weeks ago playing with Belle and the Beast. Those toys were made in China, okay? That bothers me. They're spending all these millions of dollars building schools in China. What about the American kids that you're indoctrinating with your stuff? These kids are watching your shows, convincing their parents to buy your products. What are you giving back to them? They're not giving our kids anything. And we need to smarten up. We need to smarten up.
Yep.
We really do.
Yep.
It's just, you know, and I think part of it, though, is that, unfortunately, people don't get as outraged as they should. They get outraged, you know, not for those type of things, which is crazy because, you know, think of it, all the energy that we've been putting on this whole Lexi Ainsworth situation. Can you imagine if we channeled it, you know, to the betterment of our own, you know, lives here in the country,
and
the country, you know, and... It just amazes me, you know, how much, you know, wasted energy is out there. I mean, not that this isn't wasted. I'm not saying that, but just, if people would just be as outraged about that as we are of this, you know, it would be just amazing. So.
But you know what? There's a lesson to be learned here if you think about it. Now, I said this to the Core Four back in the beginning when we organized things. I said to them, listen, you take this soap opera campaign and you learn everything you can from it, because I want us all to walk away from this learning something and applying it to our lives. It's the same thing with the Lexi Ainsworth situation. If it causes you to dig and look at facts and connect your own dots and come up with theories that work, you've learned something. And you know what? You can take all of the experience that you gained by being in this soap opera movement and you can apply it to other areas in your life. My thing is with you, with all of us, every single one of us, myself included, if you learn how to stand up for yourself as a soap opera fan, imagine what you can do when you start standing up for yourself in your job, in your community, in politics. This is a training ground, folks. What we do in this movement, what we do in this movement moves us all forward and gets us talking about other things. Remember, soap operas changed America. Without soap operas, we would not be the society we are today. We cannot let them die. And, you know, you need to share your stories. You know, I asked callers last night, and ask yourselves, looking back on all the years you watched soap operas, what is the one storyline that got you more than any other, and why? And when you sit down and really think about it, take some time to think about it, because you're going to find out very quickly, oh, my God, this storyline really did have an effect on me, and I learned something from it. And these are the stories we need to get out there. You know, I've got an 80-plus-year-old woman in north of Boston who didn't speak to her son for years because he was gay, and she finally got it because of Oliver and Kyle on One Life to Live. I had a caller last night talking about the Erica abortion storyline and how that affected her. She grew up in a Mormon community. She's Mormon. Mm-hmm. She got it. This is the thing about soap operas. There's something in it for everybody that teaches us a lesson, and these are the lessons we need to share.
Exactly.
You look within yourself and your own insecurities or hang-ups, and it allows you to talk about them, and it's not taboo.
Exactly.
That's
right. These storylines, because you love it, because you're invested in the characters, and then whatever it is that happens, you know, it makes you realize, oh, my God, you know, there's just, this is really happening. You know, the HIV storyline with Robin and Stone on GH.
That was,
yep.
you know, monumental.
Yes,
and,
it was.
You know, even the rape thing with Luke and Laura and all of that. I mean, it was just, you know.
Well,
it,
how about this? Cassandra brought up a storyline last night that blew me away. She talked about the Audrey storyline
yeah.
when she was raped
yep.
by her husband. And I was like, oh, my God, I forgot about that. But I remember
I
when
too.
That happened. And, you
yeah.
know, when you think about it, look at how much power soap operas have given to women over the years. You've
mm-hmm.
got to remember something. If you listen to Jackie Kennedy's tape from 1963, that wasn't that long ago. That was not even 50 years ago when women felt like they had to hide in the shadows of their husbands, when they felt
That's
like
true.
They couldn't have an opinion. And in 10 years after John F. Kennedy died, women started to take control of their lives. Why is that? Soap
yeah.
opera gave them that idea. So they saw
exactly.
they saw women doing things. Phoebe Tyler, Audrey Hardy, Mona Cain, all
mm-hmm.
of these characters inspired women, old, young, children, inspired women to realize, you know what, I'm just as good as a man. I can do anything a man can do. I want to get my piece of this world, and I want respect.
Yep.
That's
yep.
because of soap opera.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I just wish that they would realize that, you know, the ones that are in charge of everything and, you know, it's obvious they just don't care anymore. I mean, you
no,
know,
they
like, you know, and they, and the other thing is that the, they just don't, anyway, sorry, they just don't care about the fans and they don't care about what we want to see. I mean,
they want to make money.
Yep.
That's it.
Their
yeah,
goal it's, hard to make it's heartbreaking
money.
To hear that. I mean,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
to realize
this
that.
Though, this for everyone to know, I muted myself for 1 second. I didn't know I still was muting myself. Kind of funny. But 773, you're on the air with us if you want. Because the little one button is not working tonight for some reason. But, you know, my grandma said one day, if she did not have soaps to us, you know, it would have been unbearable for her because, I mean, she was a stay-at-home mom and my grandfather did the work. I mean, she worked sometimes too, but that was her time to just sit and relax and go about
mm-hmm.
something she wanted to watch without. And my grandfather never said, oh, you cannot watch it. No, he didn't care, but it was her time to just watch it and then she passed it on to my mom, and my mom was pregnant with me, and she was watching the hospital, and, you know, I think, you know, right now, do we really want to pass these soaps down to our kids? Yeah, Days of Our Life, B&B, right now, yeah, but right now, I mean, it's sad that I am seeing, and then when Life of the Real go off, because I keep forgetting what AMC isn't coming back. But I do not turn on the TV, and, you know, that I remember, and, you know, I will never understand how Disney ABC can lie about the ratings for that stupid talk, so I will never understand it.
Yeah. Well, because
yeah.
they've been able to get away with it for so many years, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, you know,
yeah.
there's never been any kind of, you know, consequences or, you know, they don't care. Like, you know, they are, it's sort of like they're a monopoly, obviously. I mean, it's like Microsoft out here in Seattle, you know
that's
Mike Wiley, right?
Yeah, Seattle.
Hey, everybody. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we are very sorry about Steve. I hope I don't, Steve Zobes passing. That was sad. That was, you know, sad.
Yep.
So, you know, see, I mean,
yeah.
he was in Seattle, so it was like, for us, you know, it was continuous coverage about it, so it's like,
yeah.
wow.
Well, the one thing I liked, that, you know, you can say about Steve Jobs is that, you know what, he made his mark, he made our lives better. You know, how many
yep.
thousands
yep.
and millions of people has he
yep.
touched? He probably had no
yep.
idea,
yep.
you know. So, and that's what this life is about, you guys. I mean, seriously,
yep.
it's
well,
about, you know,
not,
trying
can
to,
I,
you know, better the greater yeah. good, do things for the greater good. And I think that that's why I'm fighting so hard for all this dope stuff, and you are, and everybody
yeah.
is, you know.
Can I throw
I mean,
a monkey wrench
end,
into that?
That's what it's about.
I want to throw a monkey wrench into that. You're right. Steve Jobs did transform America. He transformed technology. He was a visionary. There's no doubt about that. But
yeah,
I really wonder if we have paid the price for that yet. When you think about it, the majority of the components inside Apple computers are manufactured outside of this country.
Right.
And I have
a
problem with that. Now they are.
Yep.
You know, that is a problem for me because, you know, we've got people in this country who have worked for companies for 20, 30, 35 years who are going to be out of jobs or who are out of jobs because their manufacturing has gone overseas. And, you know, I was taught something as a young kid, and it stayed with me all my life. Be proud of what's made in America, because what's made in America helps keep a fellow American working, and it helps keep the economy going. And, you know, we're in a very bad position right now. And it scares me. And we all, as much as Steve Jobs did change things, we need to change things, too, and be a little more responsible about what we buy.
We do have life coming. Did anybody, I don't want to get into politics heavily, but did anybody listen to Obama's latest talk?
Yes, I listened to it.
He addressed this type of thing directly.
He
wants 3 million jobs back. And for once, somebody in power can say, you know, we're willing to work with you, but this is a two-way street. It isn't, we'll give you all this, and corporate America makes all this money. I'd love to be on the March on Wall Street.
Occupy Boston movement is growing by leaps and bounds. The Occupy movement is growing across this country. And the thing is, as it relates to soap fans, think about this. Each and every one of you, think about this. When you talk about losing a show, we talk about the impact on fans. We forget about the impact on the 200-plus employees of a show.
Exactly.
We forget completely about all those small family-owned businesses around the studios that made their living
because
of those studios.
Exactly.
You know, when a soap opera gets canceled, it's not only about the cast and crew. It's also about all those businesses that depended on that studio. It's bigger than just the show. And these are the things we should be talking about. That's why I'm always screaming about AFTRA. You know, AFTRA had no problem taking actors' money all these years in union dues. What has AFTRA done for soap opera actors?
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
You know, and these are things we should be talking about.
Well, it's exactly because the company that I work for was the number one employer of Arizona. It is no longer even on the map anymore. They totally got rid of almost all of it.
Wow.
That's a
Arizona is now in a huge downturn, not only with real estate, but for jobs even, because that particular employer, Motorola was the company, made, you know, they made so many jobs for people in Arizona, and they were gone, and thousands got laid off.
It's unbelievable.
And yet, what are we going to do about it? Nobody is, you know, the politicians are not standing up for us. And, you know, as far as soap opera fans go, go over to the Federal Elections Commission and take a look at who Disney contributes to. It's an amazing collection of people. I mean, I put that out. I mean, Disney gave $2,500 to one political action committee who's against gays, against equal rights, against women, racist, and they're giving $2,500.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
ABC shows. It shows the programming. I mean, look at the look at General Hospital. They've got one African-American on there. And that's in how many years?
And you know what? I love Sean with Carly. I think Sean and Carly.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
I love
it. And by the way, that was one of my topics tonight because I love Sean and Carly. I think they are smoking hot. I love them. Do not fuck up the new hospital. Do not fuck up this pairing because I like it, and you don't want me mad at you for fucking up another thing. today. I'm sorry I keep dropping my last bomb.
Callie wants it, so it'll happen.
Yes.
But I'm glad
Callie
everybody's calling him Sean.
And see, you guys, the way when Michael came in, though, and was screaming at her about having sex with him, I mean, who is he to be screaming at her, his mother like that about it?
I
even
know.
I want them to push it forward. I want them to push this storyline and actually
exactly.
have a character say, I don't want you with a black man. I want that story told. I want story told.
They won't go there. They're too chicken.
They won't go there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
It'd be a great storyline, actually.
I think it would be a brilliant storyline. I mean, just think about The View. I don't know how many of you heard about what happened between Whoopi Sherry and Barbara Walters on Monday.
I was going to ask you about that.
What happened?
Well, on Monday, there was a discussion about Herman Cain and the fact that Rick Perry belonged to a hunting lodge that had the N-word written on a rock at the gate of the hunting lodge.
Okay.
And Barbara Walters said the N-word. So did Whoopi, so did Sherry. But Sherry was very offended by the way Barbara Walters said it. And it got very, very contentious. Go to Huffington Post and see the clip. It is obvious that Sherry was furious. And, you know, this is what I'm talking about. We need to have this discussion in this country.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
Did Barbara say it in a way that would be offended?
I mean, she's doing it as a reporter. She's not doing it in a slang way. You know, people get so offended by the stupidest things. I don't like Sherry very much.
But I mean, what you just said as far as people getting offended. Me personally, I don't know where people started calling Sean Black Jason. But I cringe every time I see it. Seriously.
Well, okay, do not yell at me for this. But in a way, he is in a way. And do not jump on me for this.
But it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, weird.
Oh,
yeah,
I agree with you.
Oh.
You know?
I don't think Sean is Black Jason at all. I find him to be one of the most fascinating characters they've ever brought on the show.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
I like that he was over there.
We have a black caller. I don't know if you want to be on or not, but you're on in 773. You are on too.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
Callie brings everyone on.
Let me ask you ladies this. Let's talk about this like rational, calm adults. Don't you think it's time that we had a really compelling interracial storyline that pushes the envelope so that we can open up the avenues of discussion?
Yes.
Well, we did.
We had that on One Life to Live with Evangeline and John.
We had
it
on TV. What about Ryan Ethan?
But we need it on General Hospital. We need it on General Hospital.
No, I totally agree.
They need to start giving us living in the real world more. You know, mm-hmm. what I mean, Franco's stalking, you know, Jason and Sam in Hawaii. Just cracks me up.
And everyone's talking.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, no, I think they really need to do something major at this point. I mean, you know, if they're really, they need to go out with a bang if they're going to go out. And, you know, at least give us, maybe they should, you know what my suggestion was? My suggestion is that they sponsor or they have a fan, you know, writer of the week or something like that. And there's a contest and you write in. And, you know, for like a week, you get to work with the writers about a specific, you know, storyline or something.
ABC,
I mean, you make it more what the fans want.
That would be a good idea. That would be a good idea.
Well, the official corporate policy is anyone who submits a creative idea to Disney, Disney's official corporate policy is to return your letter to you. They will not keep it. That is their official policy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it has legal ramifications, folks.
Right.
It has if they happen to use even a little bit of that, that person can go and sue and say, I gave them that idea.
Yep.
Yeah, but you would have to sign releases and all that. I'm just saying, in order to get people to get more viewers in, it would be kind of, you know, it would be kind of a groundbreaking thing to do, frankly. You know, I mean, yeah, there would be a lot of legalities that you'd have to work out. But, I mean, if you sign a release and say, you know, to the winner or whatever that, you know, this is, you know, this is what it would be, then
they'd never
I
do
think
it.
It would
well,
be.
We don't even have to go that far. We've already told them what they want. They have the talent to write it. They just have to write it.
Exactly.
Right.
No, there have been so many ways for them to make money with soaps over the years. It's ridiculous. I told my mother years ago, if they had us put the soaps on the DVDs like they did with TV shows, you know, they could have made money. It's just they have idiots running the hell. That's what this is. And so that's why soaps are just, it's just trash now.
I agree.
I wouldn't buy a DVD of GH for the last 3 years, that's for sure.
Well, I know. Nobody's wanted to see it in the first place. Why would you?
It would be sold in building 19 and a half if it were.
That's it. I mean, there were so many opportunities. Like, let's look at Michael for a minute. The way they handled Michael's rape is totally against the grain for me. That is a story that was not told properly.
I loved them at the beginning.
Yep.
At the beginning of the right.
They had so many ways and so many things that they could have taken in a responsible manner, and they just dropped the ball with that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and I do think that a lot of it, though, guys, I mean, I do understand that, you know, the writers are under a lot of pressure. I mean, what is it? Don't they have to crank out, what, like over 100 pages of dialogue in 5 days or something?
Hello.
But they crank out the crap,
but when you burden the writers with that type of a turnaround, all the little details that matter, the details that we notice, the editing has been awful on General Hospital. I mean, I'm just like, just let me get in there and re-edit this. It's been very aggravating to see. But, you know, it's the little details that matter. And unfortunately, because the soaps and the way that they film and the whole, it's like a big machine, it cranks it out so quick that these little details are getting mixed. And you know, that's a huge thing. And, you know, they don't realize that we all, you know, see
and you
all
know what?
Crazy
you just
things
proved my point. I've been saying for over a year to fans, you know what? Soap opera fans are the best focus group because they're completely engaged in the show. And here you are talking about editing. You're talking about dialogue. Well, this is what the networks refuse to recognize.
Hello?
By the way, on the black caller that had their hand up, you're on the air with us too.
Unlisted caller. Caller calling from a blocked call. You're on the line. Say hi to Carly.
come on, you guys.
Come on,
but
in.
No,
Well,
come
we
on,
only
you
got 7 minutes.
To scare him away.
You know, this is August fresh, right? I'm 773.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, I'm listening to all of you tonight talking, and I'm looking at your chat room and everything else. Each one of you has a voice. Use it.
Mm-hmm.
You all have great ideas. You all have great opinions. You all know. You understand the editing. You understand the filming. You understand the dialogue. Get out there and say something. Say what you're feeling. Write a blog. Write a letter. Make a phone call. You have a right to your voice. Whether they like it or not, you do. And you need to use it. You need to use it because the more fans that stand up and be counted and admit that they like soap opera, the better. Every day a new soap opera fan comes out of the woodwork and says, yeah, I watch soaps, and they own up to it. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, you know what else is funny? Which is, you know, that new show Revenge, talk about that's a soap opera. That's a nighttime soap opera. And they can't, not only that, but the Charlie's Angels thing, I mean, I don't know if that's going to stay, but I'm saying they have all kind of extra storylines for each of the girls that are more soapy, you know, so it's not like ABC doesn't care about, I mean, if they don't realize that soaps, you know, people are interested in that type of a genre, or else why are they producing these other shows?
Well,
you know,
Revenge
is definitely a soap.
Yep.
Oh, my God, I love that one. Love that one. Oh,
yeah,
my God, I love
great.
That. Very good.
95% of scripted programming is based on the soap opera model, whether it's Revenge,
exactly.
Fringe.
Grey's
Fringe.
Anatomy is a soap.
Oh,
Grey's
yeah, Fringe.
Anatomy.
Yep.
Vampire Diaries.
You know, the thing
they
is,
all have, they
yeah.
all have these little storylines. That's what these shows are, mostly. I mean, Castle,
yep.
I just started watching that show and love it. I mean, even that's got, you know, underlying stuff. It's all soap-related. And that's
exactly.
what we need to be saying out there and saying, look, you know, you guys are still producing this, these soaps, whether,
yeah.
you know, you take the, everything off at daytime or you don't.
Even comedies are. It's the same
yeah,
show.
Exactly.
Yes. Characters that we see every week.
Exactly.
Hot in Cleveland is a comedy. And it's a soap
yeah.
opera when you think about it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, we remember Friends, Ross and Rachel, you know, Monica and Chandler. I mean, like, it was huge for 10 years that show was on. And we watched every single week because we wanted to know what was going to happen with Ross and Rachel and then Monica and Chandler, you know, and Phoebe and Joey. I mean, everything
yeah.
is based on, in the soap opera genre. So to say that this is just a dying, you know, thing is
yeah.
is the most craziest, you know, statement I've ever heard.
Let me
now,
know.
See, wait,
you
just made another point.
By
you
the way, 773, you're on the AO2.
Yeah,
I just
had to click over to Office Plus. Don't worry about it.
Okay. But I do want to, we only have 3 minutes left. At 8:30, Ladies on Radio is having this, so I'm the co-host. But I just want to say that I've been waiting this whole time to say this. I've been quiet tonight. But
mm-hmm.
I'm addicted to the Michael Jackson trial. I might
I
need help
you.
For it. I might need to go in rehab, but I'm kidding when I say this. But I just want to say on my show, Dr. Conrad, you are a piece of shit. So what you're making the Jackson family
Thank you.
I mean, with the pictures. I mean, okay, there's a family. Yeah.
I can't even watch it. I mean, that's how upset it makes me. I'm an investigator. I used to investigate crimes and stuff. And so I have, like, all these, like, things going on in my head, and I'm watching this, and I'm just going, oh, my God, I just wish I could have been the investigator on that show.
Well, yeah,
and the
thing is, I've been waiting all night to say, you know, come on. You know, this idiot thing about, oh, he injected himself. Come on, everyone. We are not that stupid to believe that. Yes, he was an addict. I get it. He was an addict with the
yeah,
drug.
Yeah, but you know what? Propofol, you cannot inject into yourself. And I know I had a procedure 3 weeks ago, and I laid there, and the anesthesiologist was getting ready to give me the thing. And I said, Dr. Murray, I presume. And he said, I'm about to give you a thriller. And he gave me the propofol. And after it was over and done, I'm like, Doctor, is it true that, is it possible that Michael Jackson could have injected himself? And he looked at me and said, are you kidding me? The minute it goes in the veins, it's over.
Yeah, but they said he had a port for...
No.
No, he did not. That's the problem.
He did not. That's the reason that they, I mean, like his arm, they found all puncture wounds all on his arms from all the needles. No,
yeah.
you can't get a gross, it's a gross shot. They put it directly into your heart, whatever, your vein, your
mm-hmm.
whatever it is. And yeah, for people that are, you know, chronically ill and have all these things, but he didn't have that. And
no,
there's no
every
way you
night
can do
when
it
he
by
would
yourself.
Go to bed,
he,
they would
fired.
Put a heparin
Did
lock
you hear
in his
all
vein,
the identity?
And the doctor
mm-hmm.
would inject the propofol in various intervals. That's the bottom line. And the thing is, if Conrad Murray gets found not guilty, Disney will have a reality show featuring Conrad Murray and Casey Anthony.
Yeah,
okay, you
know
what?
They will.
Okay, you know what? I swear to God, if he gets off of this, no, come on, you guys. Okay, let's do a verdict right in L.A. Let's get someone that, you know, we know that did. Let's not get another Jose or another Casey Anthony, you know, on it. And you know what? All I gotta say, Seattle, I love you, and I'm glad Amanda Knox is home. You know, this, you know, it's been a week of trials, and it's been a week of bad rumors, and I think sometimes they just need to stop spreading the movement every 5 seconds.
That's it. So you know what? Yep. You rise above it and you do what you have to do. You stay on message
exactly.
And you stay focused. That's all
yep.
You do. Anyway, I got to get going. I know you're closing
out.
The
yep.
Show.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Sally.
Talk to you later,
everyone. Yes.
Bye.
Everyone else, we need to get over the laser on radio before Christy has my throat.
Oh,
the
no.
Number to what?
Is Liaison Radio already started, Carly?
Yeah, like a minute. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The
The
number is tonight 1-718-766-4028. So we all need to head over there. I will be back Monday night covering the Michael Jackson trial too, for those who want to talk about that too, because we ran out of time tonight. So just join me back here Monday night at 7 o'clock West Coast time. Have a very fun, safe weekend.
Hey,
Carly.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Carly. I'll direct message you.